Hey everyone, welcome back to AI Dev Tools, the CrazyRouter podcast. I'm your host, and today we're doing something a little different. Instead of chasing headlines, we're going deep on the one thing every AI developer deals with but rarely talks about honestly: how much these APIs actually cost. Not the marketing page prices. The real, in production, after caching, after batch discounts numbers. We just published a comprehensive pricing guide covering 18 models across 5 providers, and the results are genuinely surprising. Let's break it down. A year ago, AI API pricing was simple. You had expensive models and cheap models. Now it's a maze. OpenAI alone has 6 tiers: GPT-5 at $125 per million input tokens, GPT-5.4 at $250, GPT-5.2 at $1.50, GPT-5 mini at 30 cents, GPT-5 nano at 7.5 cents, and GPT-4o still hanging around at $2.50. That's a 33x spread within a single provider. Anthropic has a similar spread. Claude Opus 4.7 at $15 per million input tokens, down to Sonnet 4.5 at $2. Google ranges from Gemini 3.1 Pro at $2.50 down to Flash Lite at 3.5 cents. And XAI's Grok 4.1 sits at $2 input, 8 output, competitive but not cheap. The point is, picking the wrong model for your workload isn't a rounding error anymore. It can be a 10x cost difference for similar quality on your specific task. Here's what surprised us most when we ran the numbers. Caching discounts are massive, but they work completely differently across providers. Anthropic gives you 2 tiers of prompt caching: a 5-minute cache at 90% off, and a 1-hour extended cache at 25% off the right cost. If your app sends the same system prompt or context repeatedly, and most apps do, you're looking at paying 10% of the base input price on cache hits. That turns Claude Sonnet 4.6 $3 input price into 30 cents. OpenAI does automatic caching. No opt-in required. Any repeated prefix in your prompts gets cached at 90% off. GPT-5's $1.25 input becomes 12.5 cents on cache hits. The catch? You don't control the cache duration, and it's best effort. Google's approach is explicit. You create cached content objects, pay a reduced storage fee, and get 75% off on cache hits. Gemini 3.1 Pro drops from $2.50 to $0.62.5 cents. The takeaway: if you're not designing your prompts for cache hits, you're probably overpaying by 3 to 5x. Structure your prompts with static content first, dynamic content last. That one change can cut your bill dramatically. Both OpenAI and XAI offer batch APIs at 50% off. Half price. The trade-off is latency. You submit jobs and get results within 24 hours instead of real time. For a lot of workloads, that's perfectly fine. Document processing, content generation, data extraction, evaluation pipelines, none of these need sub-second responses. A coding team running nightly code reviews with GPT-5.1 Codex Max could cut their $16 per million output cost to $8. At scale, that's thousands of dollars a month. Anthropic offers a similar discount through their Message Batches API, also 50% off. So this isn't a niche feature. Every major provider is telling you the same thing: if you can wait, we'll charge you half. Something most Western developers aren't paying attention to: Chinese AI models have gotten really good, and they're dramatically cheaper. GLM-5 from Jipu AI comes in around 30 cents per million input tokens. Minimax M2 is roughly 50 cents input, $2 output. These aren't toy models, they're competitive on reasoning, coding, and especially multilingual tasks. The barrier has always been access. Separate accounts, different APIs, payment in RMB, documentation in Chinese. That's where a unified gateway changes the game. Same OpenAI compatible API, same billing, just change the model string to GLM 5 or Minimax M2 and you're running. For teams with multilingual workloads or cost-sensitive batch processing, these models are worth serious evaluation. After analyzing all 18 models, here's our practical framework. For complex reasoning and research, Claude Opus 4.7 or GPT-5 with reasoning tokens. Expensive but unmatched. For everyday coding and analysis, Claude Sonnet 4.6 or GPT-5.4. Best quality-to-cost ratio in the mid-tier. For high-volume production, GPT-5 Mini or Gemini 3 Flash. Sub-dollar input pricing with solid quality. For cost-sensitive batch work, GPT-5 Nano or Gemini 2.5 Flash Lite. Pennies per million tokens. And across all of these, routing through CrazyRouter saves you 45-55% off official pricing. That's not a coupon code, it's the standard rate. Claude Sonnet 4.6 goes from $3 to $1.65. GPT-5.4 goes from $2.50 to $1.37. Stack that with caching and batch discounts, and you're looking at 80-90% savings compared to naive API usage. We just published individual pricing guides for all 18 models on the CrazyRouter blog, detailed breakdowns with code examples, cost scenarios, and comparison tables. Check them out at crazyrouter.com/blog. Whether you're optimizing an existing deployment or choosing models for a new project, the numbers are all there. That's it for today. The AI pricing landscape is more complex than ever, but that complexity is actually your advantage, if you know where to look. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode.